So I said that according to Rabbi, that the Chol is the Raise, so by knowing that some of the Shabbos it is the Raise, so he belonged to the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi comes under the Rabbinic, the pattern of the Rabbinic category that has been sooner than the Raise. So we can say the Rabbi, just as it is, as Hashem says, Aber Ramach will call it the Muxer here as Havish in the Reich. Even though the Mux is only a Sunder, but one of the things is that it's smart in the Reich. So he says it's not a Chome. So certainly the Gabri, a Chome, according to Rabbi, it's a Chome in the Reich, even though the Reich it only applies to bring to a younger of the young person of the Shabbos, but not to end the Gabri. But since the Chome more big, they are younger, Yontef, the Alme, Mahmasot, Rasom of the Shabbos, so the Rabbinim of Yontef, the Alme is more homework than any other Rabbinim, because it comes under a certain, it comes within a certain category that has the Tzura the Reis. That is, in Yontef of the Shabbos, in Yontef of the Shabbos. So the Lord, according to Rashi, that it's based upon Mitzvah, in other words, that when we do the Raisa, there is a clear the Raisa to eat on Shabbos or on Yontef only that which is Mukha. And since, indeed, the Yontef was Mukha in Shabbos, Kobes in Israel, they didn't even eat on Esmeir. So, if there is no Yachon in Yitzchal, no Yachon in Yitzchal on the Yom Kadesh, so that means that the Beis of the Sinut of Yontef, some of the Shabbos, has no Yachon. So it's something that's not Mukha. And we have a clear in the Raisa to eat only that which is Mukha. So if you eat something that is not muhor, so it's a well away the rice, not mitzvah rice, so it's a bit of mitzvah rice, so it's not well the rice. So the number two in the rice, there is not well the rice only if the dates are well at the Yom Kippur on Shabbos. But mitzvah Avonon, if the dates are well at the Yom Kippur, comes under the same category. So the number of the Avonon is more homo. Just as the Shem says, we have a mukhsa in Tzmochamo, because it's a smart that I say. So, in terms of not of Yom Kippur, there certainly could be Mochamo. Certainly could be Mochamo. So, this is what I said. Now, this is how the Yeshua explains. So the Yeshua says that Bishlom Yerav Yom Kippur Yishmachol HaNesu'i Yerai Yisei Chodik Yerai Tuchumre, so the middle, we can understand the Halacha in the branch of Yerika Asura, even in connection with Yom Kippur, because he as much as the pattern of the Israel in the Rabbinic, so even to the Rabbinic of it, is not home. However, the Miri says, Bishlom el Rabbi Dora Mishimachone, have a Sveiki the Raisa, the whole Sveiki the Raisa, the Chumre, so it means, according to Rabbi, so you can apply the deal in the Raisa, Sveiki Asura, to the case of Yom Kippur, some of the Shabbos, and then the Hadamre, if it's Yom Kippur, then Sveiki will not be Asura. But the reason is here, there are prophets according to Rabbi. Masha'in came, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, so you can even visualize a situation where Sveiki will be Asura. That's the case we know. But the Yom according to Rabbi, so the Sveiki Asura could only be applied in connection with Yom Kippur some of the Shabbos, but not in connection with Yom Kippur. That's what the Miri says. And from the Roshni of the Rajbo, in the Chedusha Rajbo, the same thing is much. Like the Miri. Not like the Yeshua. Und was nicht lebt, So it's much like Russian, but it's in Slavic Kintet, that he means the same thing like the Mir. Even though it could be delicate coming in the Rashbo to explain it in accordance with the Yeshua, but Mashmur is a Russian, the past is a Russian of the Rashbo is like the Mir. You must listen in Slavic Kintet, that so there is a situation where the price could hold true according to that. But according to that situation, I don't know if we could say, when the price says, we speak as similar it is as reference to the word of the Shabbos. So true, when it says, after the British name, the Shabbos will live in the Talkoiso, so the Talkoiso doesn't mean that to live as similar to the Shabbos in Talkoiso. If you want to die in Talkoiso, but the other thing, of Sveika Asura or death is really the only thing that's over Shabbos. But the whole process, it can be applied in a certain situation. Mashiachim, 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 Rav Yitzchok, so Elo, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yitzchok, Zegel, Rabbeinu, and Mishkachet, and Christ, and Kif. So in other words, so it's much more, the Pashtus Aloshin of the Rajbo, in the Fidushia Rajbo, and they say is like, is not like the Yeshua, but like the Mir. In other words, that the Gemara means when it says Bishlo Yerabu Dolam Shmachole Have a Tzvichi Berai Seh Lecho Tzvichi Berai Seh Lechumre. So in the case of Yom Tzvichi Berai Seh Lechumre, it can be Lechumre. But in the case of Yom Tzvichi Berai Seh Lechumre, it's not Lechumre. As Miri says. Why? Because, as a matter of fact, the Miri, first of all, there are some Rishayim who reject the whole concept that the Rabbonim that comes under a certain category that has a tzura midiraisa, so then is no homer and sofit in such a rabbanon is the homer. That's how the shaman will reject our concept. And they say sveti rabbanon is the kula no rabbanon. It doesn't make any difference whether it's an independent midiraisa or it's a rabbanon that comes, that midiraisa, it comes under a certain heaven that is midiraisa. Let's say there are two types of rabbanon. Let's say that you are born, let's say that you are not allowed, and now let's say the Rabbonon that when Yami Dodon, when Yami Dodon, let's say the Shusayochim, the Yishte the Shusarah. Let's say, if you have a fountain in the Shusarah, and I stand here in the Shusayochim, I'm not allowed to drink from the fountain. Why? Sometimes there is a fountain that is stolen, so maybe he will move the killer towards himself. So that's the Rabbonim. So that's allowed. So then the new defense of the Rabbonim, that is what you couldn't say that if somebody will believe it, and that the Rabbonim is Michal Shabbos the Rabbonim. He doesn't take any of the Rabbonim words. But sometimes there is a Rabbonim, let's say if somebody carries in a carpet, so then neither is true somebody else in the Rabbonim. But if the Rabbonim is counted under which heading, and we're having to be sorry. That's another level. So there is in Chal Shabbos. So in other words, so the Asad Hashem world, and the Mir himself agrees with that Shifei. That when we say Svetik Rabbeinu Kulei, that is, if it is a Sotik in an independent Rabbeinu, it's not a Rabbeinu that comes under a certain category, that is a Shem in the eyes. But if it is a Sotik in the Rabbeinu, that comes under the category that has a Shem with the Eise, then Sveiki Rabbonim. So the movie says here, now here the Kashe, Sveiki Rabbonim the Kulei, so why do we, how is it that we say that Dodash Moshe, we are not allowed to take, to be Maaser at Avada? Only with mine we can be Maaser, but Vada not. So Vada tells you, we cannot take off Baal Yisrael Dodash Moshe. We cannot take off Baal Yisrael Dodash Moshe. So why? But after all, the Yisra to take off Maitres in Shabbos itself, not the Nash Moshe, is only the Rabbonim. Because of the Zeret. So the Nash Moshe should be the Zeret Rabbonim. Or, when Mandoma says, now in Zeret, that the reasonest why the Chachomim Maaser did it happen is because men of Zeret are mind in Zeret Chilas Bezeret. Zeret Chilas Bezeret. So we have the kasha, and then we have the kasha. But even if we know that it was Humat Beratila Tereret, then there is certainly Shishim. There is certainly Shishim in the milk, the wallet of the Beratila that was used as a mining. so the device becomes what? But we are not going to be our favor, but our mind is not what? So even if we know as a certainty that the cheese was curdled out of milk through, let's say, so we rise its meter. Because the shishi in the milk, not the water. So there is our head of our mind, but that's only the rabbin of our mind, because the rice in the mind comes with the shishi. So why should we be, so now here, between the sakur, it's only subject, why the Chachamim say that it's a sakur? So the Miri says, that since Mirabon too, neither I say even if we know that was used as a mani, so it's mita. But why? Because Mirabon says that our mani becomes vocal. But Mirabon, it doesn't become vocal. So remember that means when it's given a takum, we don't know whether it was Ruma, for a minor that is better. So if it's a sophic, in what kind of Mirabon? In the Rabon that has been suddenly right? Because we Mirabon is a result of the takole, that the Dora is not better, so what kind of shame is there? It's the Mirabon. It doesn't become bottle. And the neighbor is okay. So what kind of a shame is there? This is a nice condition. So in other words, that's the sheet of the mirror. So the sheet of the mirror is that the Dawah of Sweden of only could have been not applied to all the Rabbons. It only applies to an independent Rabbon. But it doesn't apply to the Rabbon. To the Rabbon that comes under a certain category that is with right. In other words, it shouldn't apply, let's say, to the Israel of carrying the camels. Because there, neither Rabbon and camels comes under the category of itself. That's the sheet of the year. The Harishonim will say that it applies, the Allah has said Rabbon, it could apply to all the Rabbons. Even if the Rabbon comes under a certain category that has the shame of the life, so if it's in regard to the two kashas, first of all, the kasha from why the Chachomim offered Gvulas Akum, that's not either or, because the Vedagon was the Bebash of the Midian, so there was a special Zayah. So then we cannot ask, why is Gvulas Akum also? Because maybe the Akum was mine, but it's only in second, so Zayah, I don't recall it. If the Chachomim hadn't made this special takonet to Asa Gvulas Akum, so then you could have that cash. So there was no special takonet. It's not the Bebash of the Midian. It's definitely the Bebash of the Midian. So if the Gemara said, you're not allowed to eat the Gvulas Akum, even though the Chachomim will never be in the Midian. Why? Because the Mitzvah is that many times going curdle cheese, wood is a very popular. So then you could have the cash, but why should it be after all? It's only something. Maybe going curdled the cheese with the stabilizer of fennel, or maybe they curdled with a mining that are certain that the vegetable will stabilize. So it's only subject, and the chash is only in the Rabbanon, because with the right say, even if it was not with bullet or with bullet, so it becomes broken. So it should be said, Rabbanon, so then we could say that. But here is the Bebash of the Midian, so the Chachomim were in the Midian when they were Mitzakim, and they had to be a taco, and I was saying that even if we know that a certain kind of a bit of taco was made with Roshuma, with Asadim, so Adam said it's all for us now, because it's very familiar. So that is the reason why the Chachomim offered it. So the Chachomim are not bound by this rule. The Chachomim won't decide to make it a Kohen. They are not bound by this rule, so they are not going to go there. if the Chachamim did not make any special takonos. So then the Rebbe would say that we're not allowed to eat Tefillin Shachrit because of the possibility. Maybe it was Rumah. I was going to work it out with the Rebbe and say, where do we put the house? Is it Sfeitei Rabo? But here the Chachamim made the Rebbe and the Chachamim decided that in view of the fact that many times going are mining people, we never came up with any law, so we should offer it. And the Chachamim declared that it's all there, even if we know that it was in our vessel. So we took a prayer, Sefer Adon will pray, two Sefer Adon will pray, but here the Chachamim said that we should offer it. So let's know about it from there. Now the other idea that the Bible mentions is because we are the Ayah to be Mahatma Vilash Moshe. So where is the Kashi now? Now here the Sefer wasn't a special Vilash Moshe. The Chol Mahatma to Vilash Moshe, to be Mahatma Vilash Moshe. They weren't no special Hakon. So when the Mishnah says that Vilash Moshe is also to be Mahatma Vada, you only Mahatma, so it's only the quality of the German being, because since it's also to be Ma'aseh and Shabbos it's Yavarim, so the Midrash of Ashmosh is also to be Yavarim, so it's also to be Yavarim, so it's also to be So that's the higher of the meaning, that the certain Yavarims were in the sooner of the Isaac when it comes under a category, that is the Shabbos Isaac, so there is Sveikele Yavarim in the whole. From this, but that's all. So how about the Shemim who reject the whole concept and they say that it doesn't make any difference whether there's a Rabbanim living in the family Rabbanim or whether the Rabbanim comes under a certain heading that has the Shemim Raiseh. So in the end of Rabbanim, we say to the Rabbanim question, why is the Zosar, why does Mishka say the Zosar to be Masa Vadak? So the answer here could be, I mentioned it numerous times in the Shemoy. I mean, the hit for a unit, that the Nashmoshe is a din suffix. So many of the Allah have stated that Adon Mikule could not apply to a din suffix. The Allah have stated that Adon Mikule could only apply to a suffix that is a subject in tears or a subject in meaning or it's not just a soul in here. But now, when it could be a subject, then it could be very clear as well. So the Amor, now, that when Mashiach explains this Gemara, this Gemara Rabbi Lomish Bachona have a Sefer Raise, because Sefer Raise is Gemara, so that means that the Gemara is immediately in connection with Yom Kedah and Shabbat Gemara. So we have to be a Gemara, because if the Gemara of the Shabbat is Yom Kedah and Shabbat Gemara, so Yom Kedah and Shabbat comes under the category of the Raise. However, immediately, does not mean that it comes under a category that I say. Because, here the Hasson of Yahweh is saying to Israel, of the Yom Kippur Shabbos. Mashiach in Yom Kippur Shabbos, so only because of Zeyvah and Shemir, the Hasson of the Shabbos, the Hasson felt that they just want to go down and should also be out there. But then it's not out there. Because we have known, so just as we have said, in Yom Tov is Mechel Shabbos, so we have known in Chil Mechel Yom. Because there is no swear in saying that. Why should Bishnah be Yom Tov should not be Mechel Shabbos? Because it is Yom Kiddush. So Yom Kiddush should not be Mechel Yom Kiddush. But Yom Chayimah, why should we Should be there. So that's why we really
even though he agrees with the sheep, that Abraham that is not an independent Abraham, but which comes within a category that has a shame that I say. So in regard to such an Abraham, we say Sveik is the Hunnelech, and that there is just value in applying to the Abraham of the Nash Moshe and so on. But here, we cannot tell it, because here, the Bereich between Israel and Israel in the world of the Shabbos, so we couldn't say that we have a home, but we couldn't say in the Chimd and the Chimd. So it's not the way of the Chimd and the Chimd. The Chimd is just after, based on the Lord of the Lord, that we should say that. We should be Shabbos as some of the Lord. We should be Shabbos as some of the Shabbos. But it's a different way of all. It will be common with the category of the Lord of Israel Shabbat. However, the Yeshua Shite could work his very sound according to Rashi Shite. Now, according to Rashi Shite means that the whole world is based upon Yitzhak. Especially in the book. In other words, but it's not really the device to leave in Sura Shabbos or in Sura Shabbos anymore. So, according to Rashi, if it's a time of Yosef or it's a time of Benzion, so we begin to ground in feeling that Benzion will be the better device. He will be the better device. But, and again, Yosef in the Benzion, so the neighbor is in the nature of the Bishan of the Holy Spirit, so it was midnight there, it was midnight on Friday, where the Yonkev, which is Chayyu, and the Yonkev, the great source, who we developed at the time of God's moment, so God's moment is how. But it is the nature of the Yonkev, the son of the Shabbos, so where did the nature become fully light? Only on Friday, on Friday Yom Kippur, or on Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur, on Shabbos Erev Yom Kippur.
I'm saying it, so I'm going to be proud of the big change. Sure. Thank you.
משום זירו או שתיים לסוג מיות, זה כאילו נשמע שמה פעם שמה פעם.
that the God of the Lord, that it should be today's only get Hashanah, would be the actual Shalom. So the God testimonies. But God, how many years were they even showed up before me? But in the God, there were other places, a lot of Jewish communities. So all of the South Shalom should be observed today. Because of the possibility, maybe, they even showed up testimonies. So because of that, so we say in God of Rosh Hashanah. So because of that, we say in God of Rosh Hashanah, that is Rosh Hashanah always, always. So that's the Baruch Hu is not a leader. That's the Baruch Hu is not a leader. And it seems he's not a leader, it's not like that. So now it's, we have to follow up the tradition of our ancestors. So, since our ancestors had to observe two days between the Kedusha and Yichud, one so we do have to observe one year. The Jews in Israel, so the Jews not swear, so we have to observe, we have to observe, two days between the Kedusha and Yichud.
By this, when they say, when the Romisakin Shay, the Kabbalah say, even Ramiche, the Bore, even Ramiche, Nairo, Nairo, Mesa, Yikesh, Limoha Kinesh, so that a Kore had a double aspect. First, the Kabbalah did the Sabbat, so that a Kore provided that only the Rosh Hashanah when they read it did come after Minche, so they have to observe it. They have to observe 2 days. But the other Rosh Hashanah is not, because they are very small. They have always the position to know. Never in the case. But we got in all other Jewish communities who were not in the position to know on any specific, on any given Rosh Hashanah. When they even showed up, when they even showed up, before we heard the Yichud, so that according to us, we have to say that every Rosh Hashanah should be observed today. Because we have to say that every Rosh Hashanah will be subject, when the day you showed up after the Yichud. But the God of this Abad, so that according to us, Only those Rosh Hashanahs were they even actually showed up at the Yichud. But the Yichud, we shall observe today. I mean, I'm saying this in what the Rambam says in Muhammad. What? Now, anyway, so because of that, we can say that Rosh Hashanah is a chronos of Dushan. That a chronos of Dushan. The common word of Bishar. Now, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether Rosh Hashanah now in the Tzora, we have to observe 2 days only. Now, all of the intention by this, so it's only one day. Only one day. Why is it that the Tzora only one day? Because now, Bishmar HaZeh, no one is suffering. In Chutzlora, the Adonis of the Giga, we are Kedei HaKadosh, Al Kukhei, God is the Kona, Mir HaMzir HaMirecha. So that the Kona, Mir HaMzir HaMirecha, can only apply to Chutzlora, because they are the our ancestors, the Atzikinos, in whose words had to observe 2 days. So we know that we too have to observe 2 days. Bashi'in came in the soil, so the ancestors didn't observe 2 days. Omar Bihantevi, so why should
why should the Jews today about Israel, the descendants of these ancestors of the Jews, to grow is my business to suck him.
Ich bin mir sicher,
So the number of what, so what is the color of human that is going to be able to fly? In other words, they really have to deport ourselves in the same way as our race. So we gather other young to shame, other young to shame. So our ancestors have to observe the second day between us Sophic, so many ways. So here too, we have to observe between us Sophic. The ancestors have to observe the Divine Sarai, the most bizarre reading. So the Jews have to observe 2 days of Shabbat, the Divine Mishnah. So the Divine and the children now also have to observe 2 days before the Mishnah. Why? Because of the cover of the Namsir. So the question arises, again from the Friday, but insofar as the show is concerned, so our ancestors now why are they needed to observe today? So that's the shikha of Rabbi Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim knows Shemitah in the Yahweh. We find the concept of Shemitah in the Yahweh. So anyway, the Chachom didn't want this is the shikha of Rabbi Ephraim. The Chachom didn't want to apply the Takome of Yidat Amsichem Yerichem to our soul of the Yahweh. Because then there will be a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and the Avodah Zarah. And the Chachamim didn't want to make any distinction in regard to between Rosh Hashanah. So regarding these words, where the Mishnah Kodesh is not seeking the Israeli connection, we have to intend them so we apply the Mishnah Kodesh in the Gatsi Rosh Hashanah too. The Mishnah Kodesh is not seeking the Israeli connection, and since it's the Mishnah Kodesh in the Gatsi Rosh Hashanah, so we never know the Gatsi Rosh Hashanah to because this is the incident of Kobe, we are balancing from Yerushan, we have to be poor ourselves, and exactly the way our ancestors deported themselves. So even after the birth of Shemini, to peace well, in such a case, if not for us, so we were, our ancestors observed birth of Shemini, You know, the sound was used. So it was not broken, the sound of Hercules. The sound of Hercules was the Kaddish, was the Kaddish of Hiddish. So that means that at one time, this Allah was